Hey, thank you for joining me again on Doing Some Life. So today, right, it's not even about like trying to be funny or anything today, actually. It's a bit more of a reflective podcast today, because I'll tell you why. I went back to Slimmer World for the million and one time, I don't know how many times it is now, right, on Thursday. And I hadn't been for probably about a month and a half. And in that time, it might have even only just been a month, right? So, you know, four weeks. Just say 4 weeks. For argument's sake, we'll say 4 weeks I haven't been for Slimmer World, right? In that 4 weeks, I'd somehow put on a stone. A stone in 4 weeks. What have I been eating? Lead. It's ridiculous. So to say I'm pissed off with myself is an understatement, actually. Because, yeah, like a stone in 4 weeks. Who does that? Who can do that? Four weeks, a stone. That's ridiculous, right? Like, and I do understand, like, where it's come from, because, you know, if you've been listening to these podcasts for a little while now, you'll probably know that I've not been working, right? And because I'm not working, I boredom eat. You know, if I'm at home all day, like, it ain't a choice that I'm not working. Like, I've not just decided, oh, fuck it, I can't bother to work no more. I'm just not going to bother, right? It, you know, I fucked up my last exams to be a driving instructor, right? I fucked it up 3 times, so I'm now out of work, right? Which was hard enough to deal with. And then, like, I thought, oh, it'd be alright, because I'm at home, so I can, you know, I can make sure I cook a nice healthy lunch, I can cook a nice healthy dinner, so when the missus comes in, you know, dinner's on the table for her, she can just come in, sit down, eat her dinner, and just chill out for the evening. And probably for the first, like, day, that actually happened. But then, since then, like, it's just gone further and further downhill. Like, I just, like, yesterday, for me, right, I felt really bored, like, all day. I stayed at home all day. I felt bored, like, and I've got a gym membership that I can come to the gym anytime I want. It's not going to cost me any extra. I can come here to the gym. I could be at the gym for as long as I want. Doesn't cost any extra. So you think, right, you're bored. Go over to the gym, Dan. Go and do some running, or, you know, do some yoga at least. Do something. But instead, I sat at home all day, and here's the weird bit, I didn't put the telly on. I just sat at home, like, with no telly on, no nothing. Just on my phone all day. And then I was grouchy towards the end of the day, because I was bored. Of course you're bored. You've done nothing all day, dickhead. It's ridiculous. So, yeah, like, I don't know, it's just, I'm really worried about myself now, in a way. Like, I know that sounds really selfish, right, but I'm really worried, because, like, that's a weird thing to have done, right, and it didn't even occur to me that I'd done that until, like, yesterday evening, when the missus came and said, what have you done today? I was like, oh, literally nothing. She's like, oh, what, you just been watching telly and that? I said, no, I haven't even had the telly on today. That's weird, isn't it? That is weird. Like, you know, if you stay at home and watch TV all day, that's bad. But to stay at home all day and not even be bothered to put the telly on, that's a new level of weird. That's a new level of lazy, man. And I ain't happy about it. They say every day is a gift, every day is a blessing, and you shouldn't waste a day. And do you know what? I regret it now. I actually do. I actually regret that yesterday I did nothing. Literally did nothing. And, you know, and this morning I've got up, you know, and I'm still doing the fasting thing. So, like, it's now 10:30, so I am counting down to 12 o'clock when I can eat food. But I've got up, and I'm actually sat in the gym car park, right? And I thought, like, I felt this, I needed to get this out. So that's why I haven't gone into the gym yet, because I wanted to get this out of my system, and you know, so this can go out on Monday morning. But yeah, it's just, I've just really, like, you know, and getting that result yesterday, a stone on, not even just, you know, 3 or 4 pounds, you know, A stone. Fuck. A stone. So, you know, I was edging quite close to my goal as well, which is, I think, is another thing that's really annoying. You know, and now I'm a stone further away from my goal. And that don't feel nice. That don't feel nice at all, man. That don't feel nice. So, I'm just now, I'm trying to refocus. Like, there's a real good reason, you know, apart from obviously, you know, health benefits and fitness benefits, there's a real good reason why I'm desperate to lose weight and to get fit, you know. I want to be a dad, you know. I don't want to be one of them, you know, them dads that can't do nothing with their kids because they're so unfit, you know. They can't even go and play football in a park for, you know, an hour or so. You know, I want every opportunity to be able to go, you know, play football, teach them rugby, you know, tennis if they're into tennis when they get older. Whatever it is, I want to be able to do it. And, you know, it worries me, man. You know, it worries me because I seem to sit here. I'm always here. Like, you know, I might get down by a stone, but I always come back here, you know. And it's not a good way either, you know. It's not even like I'm nearly there or anything like that. This is like probably like the halfway mark. Is it? Yeah, no, it's not even the halfway mark, man. Like, put it this way, right? I'd say probably August last year, right? I was edging on losing 3 stone from my start to there. I was a couple of pounds off of losing 3 stone. Now, if you add up what I've put back on since that, I would have only lost, if you go to my starting weight to where I am now, I've lost 1 stone. So in total, no, that's not true. No, that is true. That is true. Yeah. So, yeah. So that's, so I've, so in actual fact, since probably, I'd say October last year, I've put on 2 stone. So that's even more of a kick in the bollocks. I've just fucking realised. Okay, that's actually pissed me off even more. I'm going to bust my own ass in this gym in a minute, I tell you now. So, you know, is this, and you know what, right? I don't even know how I can break this cycle. I really don't know how I can break this cycle. And I wish I did know. I really wish I did know how I could break this cycle, because I just don't. I just don't know how to do it. And, you know, and I don't want to be doing this forever, you know. I know nobody lives forever, but, you know, I don't want to be, you know, in my I don't even want to be in my 40s and still doing this. I don't want to be in my 50s, 60s, you know, and still having to, you know, that battle of, I want to lose weight, but this addiction to bad food just takes over. In particular, chocolate. It just takes over me, and I just can't think straight anymore, and it just goes, right, we're having chocolate. No, let's not have it, we're having it. No, let's not have it. And before you know it, you put, oh my God, I'm putting it in my mouth. Oh, I've eaten a whole bar of chocolate now. It ain't nice. Because people who haven't had to deal with this, right, think it's as easy as just go to the gym, eat a carrot. You know, maybe that's simplifying it a little bit too much, but, you know, people that don't have to deal with this don't understand just how difficult it actually is. But people who do have to deal with this, you know, I'm kind of putting this out there, because people who do have to deal with it, right, you know, I want people to know that they're not on their own. You know, I know I'm not the only one who's doing this. I'm not the only one who's probably sat there today going, I can't believe I've put a stone on in a month. Yeah, maybe that's an extreme one, but that is 100% true, right? But, you know, I know I'm not the only one who's going, oh, I can't believe I've put weight on again. I can't believe, you know, I've nearly lost 3 stone. Now I've put 2 of it back on in the space of, you know, 6, 7, 8 months, whatever it is, I don't know. And you know what, right? It is the worst feeling, right? And every time like, it's not the first time I've done this, right? And every time I think, right, I am never, ever going back there. I'm never going to be that person again. And do you know what? For, a, you know, maybe two months, right? Maybe, yeah, a month, 2 months, usually 3 months, maybe. I won't be, right? And I'll be solidly on it, you know, I'll be really conscious of what I'm eating, you know, I'll, you know, I'm on Slimming World, so, you know, I'll stick to my sin values and all that sort of stuff, right? And I'm like, oh, do you know what, right? I don't know how I found this so hard, right? And then it'll just be one thing will just happen, right? And something in my head just goes, I need chocolate. Just one bad day, or, you know, someone just upsets me, and that's it. Back on it. Back to eating badly. Back to not going to the gym enough, back to not doing enough yoga, back to not going to karate regularly enough. And do you know what, right? This is the hardest thing, I think, actually, for the whole thing, right? Occasionally, I'll listen to my podcasts back because I like to just, you know, just see what the quality is like, see if, you know, because if I weren't listening to it, then nobody else will, right? And there's a few that I'm a bit thinking, like, they're a bit shit. But there's one that I did probably about that sort of time that I last went to Slimming World, right? And it's called Yellow is the New White, right? It's about me getting my yellow belt in karate. And I listened to me then, right? And I listened to it just yesterday, right? Or it might have been the day before, I can't remember. Doesn't matter when I listened to it anyway. It was the last couple of days. And do you know what, right? I listened to me and I sounded so focused. I was like, right, I'm ready, I'm focused, right? Nothing's going to get in my way. I'm going to get that orange belt soon, right? I'm going to go to as much karate as I can. And I'm going to get my yellow belt, my orange belt very, very soon, right? And I was like, I was listening to him. And I was like, oh, yeah, I like this guy, right? I really like this guy. He's focused. He's determined. He wants to do well in his karate, which translates as he wants to do well in life, I think, you know. But in that month, I've been to karate twice. Bearing in mind, the karate club I go to have karate in this area, you know, maybe with a little bit of travel, but in this area, I could do karate every day. Without fail, every day, 7 days a week, I could do karate. And I've been twice in a month. That, to me, doesn't sit well. Because that, to me, says I'm already very much on that slippery slope. And it's not just with my karate. Like, I'll be straight with you. It's Friday. And I'm sitting outside the gym now. I've been sat here for a good 15 minutes now, right? And do you know what? This is the first time this week I've been to this gym. First time. I was meant to have a personal training session the other day, but my personal trainer was ill. Fair enough. Can't fault that. But rather than just going, right, I'm going to go to the gym, you know, he showed me loads of stuff to do. I could go there, put my own thing together. And, you know, make the best of it. I didn't do that. So, I just stayed at home, ate bad food. Why would you do that? Why would you do that? So, this is very much me now saying to you guys listening and to myself that this has to be the end of the yo-yoing. This has to be the end of the I'll do it tomorrow attitude. And I think that's the main thing, is I can't keep going, I'll just start again tomorrow, I'll just do it tomorrow, I'm not going to go gym today, I'll do it tomorrow. I've got to live my life now like there isn't going to be tomorrow. I've got to do it today, which sounds really drastic and sounds really mad, right? But do you know what, that's what I have to do. So, although this isn't the upbeat, normal episode that you'd probably expect from doing some life, this is this Monday's episode. And do you know what? I'm going to leave you one final thought and, you know, let this be, if you take nothing else from this, let it be this, right? Jason Manford posted a video last week, and in that video, he was talking about how his life, you know, he's a celebrity, he's got the money, he's, you know, he's got a wife, he's got kids, he's got a nice house, nice car, you know, the dream job. And he said, and, you know, he said he had a health scare and that he's been struggling with anxiety and depression for a while now, and only recently he felt like he could talk about it. And one thing he said that has really stuck with me in that video, more than anything, and do you know what? I love Jason Manford anyway, but do you know what? That video has made me respect him 1,000 times more. The one thing he said in that video, and I'm going to say it again here, which is this. Just because you're struggling, it doesn't mean you're failing. Thanks for listening. Ta-da.